तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी रीड फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 20। This chapter entitled Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena of Prithu Maharaj, text number 26. Katha beshi bolbe na Prabhu. Text 26. Yasah Shivam Shushrava Arya Sangame Yadrichaya च उपशृणोति ते सकृत् कथं गुणज्ञः विरमेत् विना पशुं श्री यत् प्रवव्रे गुण संग्रहे चया। यश शिवं सुश्रवार्य संगमे यदिच्छया चोपसृणोति ते सकृत्। कथं गुणज्ञो विरमेद् विना पशुं श्रीर्यत् प्रवव्रे गुणसंग्रहे चया। यश शिवं सुश्रुवात् आर्यसङ्गमे यदृच्छया चोपशृणोति ते सकृत्। कथं गुणज्ञो विरमेद् विना पशुं श्रीर्यत् प्रवव्रे गुणसङ्ग्रहे चया। यश शिवं सुश्रव आर्य संगमे यदृच्छया चोपशृणोति ते सकृत्। कथं गुणज्ञो विरमे श्रीयद्भवे गुणसंग्रहे चया। यश शिवं सुश्रवार्य संगमे कथं गुणज्ञो विरमे विना पशुं श्री Mataji. Yasa Shivam Sasravarya Sangame. Katangunagyo virame vinapasum Siriya pravagde guna sangrahe chaya Right? So what meaning? Yashaha, glorification. Shivam, all auspicious. Shusravaha, O highly glorified Lord. Arya Sangame, and the association of advanced devotees. Yadrichaya, somehow or other. Cha, also. Upasrinoti hears te your shakrit even once katham how gunagyaha one who appreciates good qualities viravet can see us vina unless pashum as an animal Sri the goddess of fortune yet which pravavre accepted guna your qualities shangraha to receive ichaya with a desire Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear highly glorified Lord, if one in the association of pure devotees hears even once the glories of your activities, he does not, unless he is nothing but an animal, give up the association of devotees, for no intelligent person would be so careless as to leave their association. The perfection of chanting and hearing about your glories was accepted even by the goddess of fortune, who desired to hear of your unlimited activities and transcendental glories. Purport. The association of devotees, Arya Sangama, is the most important factor in this world. The word Arya refers to those who are advancing spiritually. In the history of human race, the Aryan family is considered to be the most elevated community in the world because it adopted the Vedic civilization. The Aryan family is distributed all over the world and is known as Indo-Aryan. Indo-Aryan. In prehistoric days, all of the members of Aryan family followed the Vedic principles and therefore they became spiritually advanced. The kings, known as Rajarshis, were so perfectly educated as Kshatriyas or protectors of the citizens and so greatly advanced in spiritual life that there was not a bit of trouble for the citizens. The glorification of the Supreme Lord can be very much appreciated by an Aryan family. Although there is no bar for others, the members of Aryan family very quickly catch the essence of spiritual life. How is it that we are finding it very easy to spread Krishna consciousness among the Europeans and Americans? History records that the Americans and Europeans proved their capability when they were anxious to expand colonization, but at the present time, being contaminated by the advanced advancement of material science, their sons and grandsons are turning into reprobates. This is due to their having lost their original spiritual culture, which is Vedic civilization. Presently, these descendants of the Aryan family are taking this Krishna consciousness movement very seriously. Others who are associating with them and hearing the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra from the lips of pure devotees are also becoming captivated by the transcendental vibration. Transcendental vibration are very much effective when chanted among Aryans. But even though one does not belong to the Aryan family, he will become a Vaishnava simply by hearing the Maha Mantra, because the vibration has great influence over everyone. Maharaj Prithu points out that even the goddess of fortune, who is the constant companion of Lord Narayana, specifically wanted to hear about the Lord's glories and for the association of the gopis who are pure devotees. Let me repeat this. Maharaj Prithu points out that even the goddess of fortune, who is the constant companion of Lord Narayana, specifically wanted to hear about the Lord's glories and for the association of gopis who are pure devotees, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, underwent severe austerities. The impersonalist may ask, why one should bother chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra continually for so many years instead of stopping and trying for Kaivalya, liberation, or merging into the existence of the Lord. In answer, Maharaj Prithu maintains that the attraction of this chanting is so great that one cannot give up the process unless he is an animal. This is the case even in one comes into contact with the transcendental vibration by chance. This is the case even if one comes in contact with this transcendental vibration by chance. Prithu Maharaj is very emphatic in this connection. Only an animal can give up the practice of chanting Hare Krishna. Those who are not animals, but actually intelligent, advanced, human, civilized men cannot give up this practice of continually chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So here we are hearing from Prithu Maharaj the situation here is that Lord have come to the sacrificial arena of Prithu Maharaj, as is described earlier in the chapter, that Lord Vishnu is very much pleased with the performance of sacrifices of Prithu Maharaj. So when Lord Vishnu arrived in the sacrificial arena, Prithu Maharaj worshipped him with the items. So the Lord has been so kind that he appeared in front of him and he gave his kind darshan to Prithu Maharaj and his priest. They are all present. So Lord has been so compassionate to him, he has personally appeared in front of Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj came to such a state that he started crying. You know, he had eyes full of tears. It's this situation described before that Lord Vishnu, when he came, he touched the ground. He touched the ground, and it is mentioned there was even when demigods come to this planet, they don't touch the ground, they stay above the ground. That is their quality. When the demigods come, what are the qualities of demigods? They do not perspire, that means they do not sweat in their body, they don't have sweat. That's a quality of symptom of demigod. They do not touch the ground and they do not blink their eyes. These are three symptoms of demigods. So even demigods, when they come in the earth, they don't touch the ground. But when Lord Vishnu arrived, when he came and he's on the back of Garuda, it seemed that Lord Vishnu, as if he forgot himself by seeing Prithu Maharaj, seeing the devotion of Prithu Maharaj, how he was overwhelmed. So in that situation, Prithu Maharaj, he offered his worship to Lord Vishnu, and he started crying. His eyes are full of tears, and he was almost not able to see Lord Vishnu standing in front of him, because eyes are full of tears. So after that, Lord Vishnu wanted to go, after giving him benedictions, he wanted to go, but still, because of being full of love, being affectionate to Prithu Maharaj, Lord Vishnu did not go. He didn't return. It reminds me of the incident that after Mahabharata war, when Lord Krishna finally entrusted Yudhishthira and established Yudhishthira as a samrat, as a sovereign king of the whole universe, Yudhishthira became the king. And finally Krishna wanted to leave, right? Krishna wanted to leave, and then something happened. What happened? Aswatthama, he sued the heir to kill the little child who was in the womb of Uttara. And Uttara came crying, "Please save me, please save me." Seeing the overwhelming situation of Uttara, and this is the only child in the family who is surviving, and that is also going to be killed by the Brahmastra of Aswatthama, Lord Krishna became compassionate. He took a Bhaktavatsala form. Being Bhaktavatsala, Lord Krishna went in, it is described there, went in the womb of Uttara. Of course, he was present outside. Everybody can see. And at the same time, he went in the womb of Uttara. He saved the baby. He went in there with the gada. Or chakra, they are both. And he was whirling his gada so that the Brahmastra will not harm the baby. So after some time, when the baby was totally shaved, so then Lord Krishna again wanted to go. "Okay, now please let me go. I have been away from my Dwaraka, my kingdom. They must be worried about me. I want to go." And that time something else happened. What happened? Queen Kunti finally started praying him. She prayed so many wonderful prayers. In the prayer she remembers all her past miseries and the troubles what she and her sons went through. So wonderful prayers she did. And then Lord Krishna responded to that. And again he wanted to leave. Then what happened? Yudhishthira comes And he shows his, you know, his miserable situation, how he feels very sorry about killing all the, you know, so many millions of people in Kurukshetra. So he needs his help. Please stay a few more days. Could you please stay a few more days with me? And give me some way to get out of this feelings. So Krishna says, okay. So he, leaving, and the chariot was ready to go to Dwarka. Then he says, okay. He goes back to, in the palace, Hastinapur, and stays with the devotees, dear devotees, Pandavas and Kunti, Gandhari, his sister Subhadra. And then Krishna tries to make Yudhishthira understand that it was needed, and therefore we have done this, and these people who have taken side of the Duryodhan, irreligion, so they are supposed to be wiped out. That was my plan. Now please, you are king now, you take care of this. But Yudhishthira is not really convinced. And so many other rishis come, Vyasadeva himself comes, he tried to make him understand, give him solace. Nothing worked. Of course it was Krishna's plan. And so Krishna thought, okay, let's do this. Even myself, Krishna thinks that I am younger than him, therefore he does not accept what I am saying. So let me take him, to grandfather Bhishma, who is lying in the arrow bed, Bhishma Pitamaha. He listens to grandfather always, he's a director, he's the oldest of the family. So he's still there, he's waiting. So Krishna takes all, the Pandava family to see Vishnu Pitama. See how Krishna taking, staying back and taking care of his devotees. He has been away from Hastinapur so many years, so many months. Still, being a Bhakta Vatsala, this job, his duty becomes taking care of his devotees. So here Lord Vishnu appeared in the Pritha Maharaj sacrificial arena. He wanted to leave, but still he did not leave, because Pritha Maharaj was being very, very, so much absorbed in the devotional, what's called, loving mood, transcendental symptoms were manifested. So he exposed his mind how that he wants to be engaged in the personal service of the Lord, just like Lakshmi Devi does. Lakshmi Devi has been constant companion of the Lord, and she does the personal service of Lord Vishnu. Pritha Maharaj desires such things. So in the previous sloka he says, na kamaye nath tadapyaham kvachin na yatra yushme charanam bhujashava mahatamantar hridayan mukachito vidatsa karnayustame savevara. I do not want anything. See, if your devotees have this feeling, just in case if the Lord will want me to ask for some benediction, they have the list of things what they don't want. As we go to the shopping, to the market, right, we have all the list. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. All list of things what I want, right? So when devotee approaches the Lord, he has a list of what I don't want. I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this. Our Lord Chaitanya says, na dhanam, na janam, na sundaryam, kavitamva jagadisa kamaye, mama janmani janmani swaray, bhavatad bhakti rahai tuki tvaye. Na dhanam, I don't want. I don't want dhanam, no wealth, no janam, no followers, no sundarim, no women, kavitam, no poetry, no learnings. King Kulasekhara mentions very nicely in his Mukundamala Sutra. Nastha dharme navasuni chaye naiva kamo pabhoge. Nastha dharme, I don't have any attraction to dharma, so-called dharma. I don't want to follow any dharma. Navasuni chaye, I do not have any attraction, any interest collecting so much wealth, so much money. Naiva kamo pabhoge, I don't want to enjoy the sense gratification, sense enjoyment. I don't want this. Whatever is going to happen, yad bhavyam tad bhavatu bhagavan purva karma anurupam. Whatever is going to happen according to my past activities, the reaction of past activities, let it happen. Let it happen. Itat prarthyam mama bahumatam janma janmantarepi. I do want one thing. After having so much big list of no, I don't want. So there is one thing, little thing I want. What? Janma janmantarepi. Every birth, life after life, whatever life, whatever body I accept. Tvatpadambho ruha yuga gata nishchala bhaktirastu. It does not matter whatever body I receive, I get, whatever birth I get, but I need nishchala bhakti. Nishchala means undeviated, fixed bhakti, devotional service unto you. So same thing Lord Chaitanya says, mama janmani janmani swari bhavatat bhakti ahaituki. In every birth. So that's what we have to learn, the mood of Lord Chaitanya, how he presents. That I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want this. I only want the one little thing that if you kindly give me, that will be the best. I only want your devotional service, unflinching devotional service, ahaituki. Toi. Wonderful. Thank you. I find in this verse, you see the verse here, Arya Sangame, very interesting. There are a few other things. Srila Prabhupada points out that Arya means a civilized society. Civilized society who are trained up in spiritual spiritual consciousness. Arya. Prabhupada also points out, comments that in India there are particular society, they are known as Arya Samajis. They are known as Arya Samajis. They think they are only Aryas in the whole world. So what are their activities? I mean they are religious, but their aim of life is to perform sacrifice. Of course, Vedas point out that performing sacrifice is the aim of life. But according to our Vedic conclusion, and as Lord Chaitanya points out, the conclusion of human life is to become Krishna conscious. Prema Pumartho Mahan. Achieve the Lord, to attain the love of Godhead is the goal of life. So Srila Prabhupada says that the Vedic statements are very glittering, very attractive, but sometimes they are missing the points. And there is another word in the second line, Sakrit. Sakrit is also very interesting. Sakrit means one time. One time. And that word also reminds me in the first canto, Lord Narada Muni describes his own past, his own life, last life. How he says that he was engaged in the service. Of course, Narada Muni, as he describes his past life, he was the son of maidservant. You know, you can say he was a Shudra, born as a Shudra. But he was, somehow or other, he got a chance to engage in the service of Aryas, you know, Bhaktivedantas, as Srila Prabhupada explains. Bhaktivedantis come and he was engaged in the service of Bhaktivedantis. Those are the Aryas, Aryans. So while serving those saintly people, devotees, great devotees, he had a chance to take their remnants, one time, just one time. Uchistalepananumoditodijai Shakrit smabhunje tadapastakilvisaha Dvijai anumoditaha. They have recommended me to take their remnants. Maybe, you know, he was hungry, he was simply serving, but he wanted to take some remnants. He said, okay, take. So he took just one time, little remnants he took, he found himself that totally pure, and all the sinful reactions were gone. Immediately. Shakrit sma bhunje, just one time, little remnants he took and everything gone. So he becomes transcendental, pure. Shakrit sma bhunje tadapasta kilvishaha. Evam prasaktasya vishuddha chetasya, his heart became pure immediately. Tad dharma eva atmaruchi prajayate. So he became inquiring about the spiritual life. What to do, what not to do, all this. So when the Bhaktivedantis left, they gave him some instruction to improve his spiritual life. So he said, I had a mother. She was very affectionate to me. And therefore I could not just leave home and go somewhere to practice Krishna consciousness. And I felt very kind of bound because of that. And Lord's mercy, you know, one day she went somewhere and the snake, she got snake bitten, you know, snake bite. And so she died. I thank God, oh Krishna, Haribol, now I'm free. So Narada Muni said, then I left home, I went very far away, I sat down and I followed the instructions of the sadhus and I meditated upon the lotus feet of the Lord, and my meditation was so deep that I could see my Lord in my heart. He appeared in my heart. I was so overwhelmed seeing his form. But suddenly, disappeared. So also that there is a Lord says, Shakrit, I have shown my form just one time for you to increase your desire to see me. But you are not totally pure now. In this life, you won't be able to see me. Hare Krishna. So then, so he said, well, I was so devastated by not being able to see him, and then I was wandering all over. And so time changed, something happened that the whole world went into devastation, and in the next life, in the next time when it was created by Lord Brahma, the world was created, right? So I was born as Narada Muni. So that is the, that you see, he's talking to Vyasadeva. So you see me here, this is Narada Muni, this is the result of remnants of the pure devotee. If I didn't have a chance to take the remnants of pure devotee, I won't be Narada Muni. So, many things can be possible because of the mercy or the remnants of pure devotees. So therefore, Arya Sangame, if we hear, chant and hear the glories of holy name, glories of the Lord, and they chant the holy name of Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, in the association of Arya Sangama, association of devotees, the pure devotees who are Aryan. Then everything possible. Even one here, this one time, Shakrit, Yadrichaya, somehow or other, Srila Prabhupada says, somehow or other, even somebody do not want to hear, but somehow or other he got to hear directly or indirectly. Then what happens? All the good qualities will come, all the gunas will come, qualities. Katam guna go viramir vinapashum. Once you hear the glories of the Lord, if a person is intelligent enough, he will never give up. That's the meaning. He will never give up. Unless one is so dumb, like animal, who would not care for anything. He would not care for the Krishna consciousness. But an intelligent person, once you hear the glories of the Lord, he will not give up. And it's like Lakshmiji. Lakshmiji is a treasure of qualities. Still, she goes and performs severe austerities to take part in this service of Krishna. There is a long conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Gopal Bhatta, is right? Or Venkata Bhatta. So finally Lord Chaitanya inquires, Lakshmi Devi is the supermost chaste lady, and she is constant companion of Lord Narayan. Of course, there is no difference in Narayan and Krishna, but when Krishna performs rasa dance, why Lakshmi Devi has to give up association of Lord Narayana and perform austerities to achieve the association of Lord Krishna? Why she has to do that? So Lord Krishna finally, Lord Chaitanya, he explains that of course there is no difference in Lord Krishna and Narayana, but there are some specialties in Krishna. Krishna's specialty is that there are four more qualities in Krishna that is most attractive. This is Venu Madhuri, Rasa Madhuri, Leela Madhuri and Rupa Madhuri. So because of that, everybody is attracted to Krishna. So, chanting of Hare Krishna in the association of devotees, Srila Prabhupada encourages this always, association of devotees, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy. So this is the Siddhi. That's even Lakshmi Devi, who is full of treasure, full of qualities, she becomes attracted to Krishna and performs severe austerities. So the same way that the devotees also understand, those who understand the glorification of the holy name, they will never give up and try something else. So my time is almost over, so I will stop here and ask you any questions. No? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.